Audio Addict Radio Show.
Ta-da.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
We're back.
I bet everyone's missed us so much.
Yeah. I've missed it. I've missed this.
Have you?
I missed this.
You haven't introduced us.
Oh, we're the organic people. They can tell from our little tune. You know, we've been here enough times now. They know the little tune.
They know who we are.
Courtesy of Little Troy.
Who are they?
Who's had like the best 2 weeks ever?
I have.
No one else has.
Been all right?
Yeah. It's been 2 weeks. We wasn't here last week. What's the excuse? We just, like, I don't know, we just didn't.
I don't know. It was quite tired.
We had a reason at the time.
There was a reason.
Everyone just has loads of stuff to do.
Yeah.
So sorry
about
that.
Maybe.
Sorry for, like, all of those listeners we have.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
And today, Aiden's not here yet. He might have come. We don't really know.
What's he
doing?
Well, I knocked on his door and he was awake, but I don't know.
Oh, well, at least we know he's alive. And like.
Yeah, he's definitely alive.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's around. He's rocking about.
Rocking about. Playlist this week looks as weird as ever. Do you remember when, like, I used to really pay attention to it and it was
relevant to stuff that was happening
to every week? Like, that was really good.
It's not good
now
anymore, is it?
Now we're just like punk.
Yeah.
We'll do what we want when we want.
We've got some hate breed coming up.
So yeah.
Everyone's Fail. We've got Zed, whoever they are, Nina Nesbitt.
Ooh, Nina
JT.
JT. That'd be right, wouldn't it?
We'll play Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Yeah.
And then we'll do some news, because we must have put quite a lot up in the past 2 weeks, surely.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Think that. We can talk about the magazine which is coming out.
Yeah.
And go for it page by page.
Yeah, I could do that.
Get the readers to sub it on it.
Yeah.
Save us some work.
Stay tuned. Louis, repeat that last statement.
That wasn't very good.
That wasn't a very good song.
No, it wasn't.
It's interesting.
It's all right.
We'll play Nina Nesbitt later and we'll see what a not
Nina
good
Nesbitt's
song
great.
Sounds like.
Nina Nesbitt's one of the best singer-songwriters in the country.
You say that
female
every single week about someone different.
Is it because she has nice hair?
Yeah, really nice hair. Bit jealous of it.
Laura has lovely hair.
She does. That was good.
Really nice blonde hair.
That was good.
Is
I was
it because...
Say
yeah, oh, who knows? But yeah, you're wrong.
That's the point. The news, the news guy's not here.
News guy's not here. I've taken the... In control of news round.
So Louis,
should be on CBBC.
Music news past 2 weeks.
I'm gonna throw out a random one. Fall Out Boy have got their own Flappy Bird app. I haven't played it myself. But,
is that the biggest music news of the past 2 weeks?
I'm not entirely sure.
Because if it is, I don't want to be involved in music.
But that's what came to my head first.
Okay.
What does anyone think? Did anyone play Flappy Bird?
I played it on my friend's phones.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past 3 points.
Three?
Yeah, I couldn't get past like four.
Bravo.
Yeah, whatever. You can get one, Leo. You can get one.
40, fam.
40, fam.
40?
40, bro.
I can't get past 10. Really, really well.
One of my mates got 70.
Just did it.
Well done.
I can't play it more than twice or I get like really annoyed.
How long did it take you?
Yeah, no, I was on it for like an hour on my friend's phone just lying on a bed. And then I just did it. It was good. But my friend, one of my other housemates, has got like 80.
Yeah.
So some people,
have got like 100 and stuff.
That must have taken them a while.
Oh, that's a better story. What's the Ricky Gervais thing?
Nick Grimshaw hospitalised after swallowing glass.
He must be doing some more.
Which one should I press?
Oh, yeah, no, the second one, because it means Nick Grimshaw.
I like Nick Grimshaw.
I don't even dislike him, but he gets a lot of stick.
This isn't a great computer today, I'm telling you now.
No, I listened, well, on the odd occasion I'm up early enough to hear his show.
He's very funny.
He gets so much stick. But
is he very funny?
He's okay.
Yeah, he's funny.
Or is he just
He's quite kooky. You'd like him.
Is he funny for a...
Don't be cynical. Try and say a sentence about Nick Grimshaw without being cynical.
He has a good voice for the radio.
Well done.
Did it.
He did it. You're going up in the world.
Did you think Chris Moore's was funny?
Nah.
I really liked that show.
I thought it was really funny. I didn't like him on TV and his TV shows.
That flopped a bit.
Yeah, but
I thought he did a good radio show.
Yeah.
So why did
Nick Grimshaw swallowed glass during a broadcast of his radio show, and he had to be replaced by Fern Cotton. It was apparently in a mug.
I just like the idea she's on standby. They've got like interchangeable presenters.
No, it's because she's on.
It's because she's on after.
Oh, so I thought they just had like a.
Why did he swallow glass?
What it was in a mug
for a laugh.
Oh, it wasn't. I thought it was like part of a game or something.
No, don't be silly.
Well, like accidentally.
Was don't it be for silly. A laugh?
No, it was
the
in a
neck
mug.
Nominate. It was a neck nominate.
Some there is one cleaner getting fired from the Radio 1 offices. I'm telling you now.
Definitely.
Also, I'll tell you a bit of news, which isn't on the old NME website. Noel Fielding just announced a tour. He's playing Southampton Guildhall.
That'll be alright.
Oh, do you not like you like him?
Yeah, I like the Boosh.
Yeah, well, like it would just him. Be his stand up.
Yes, an evening with Noel Fielding. About 5 years ago, I had front row tickets to see Noel Fielding's last attempt at a stand up tour.
Yeah.
Pulled out.
Why?
God, I don't know. I don't think anyone bought tickets.
Oh, he pulled out. I thought you meant you didn't go.
No, he pulled out. I had front row tickets.
No
I was
one
well
bought
excited.
Tickets. When was that?
About 5 years ago. But I guess now his profile's a lot bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's somewhat nostalgic, I guess.
Somewhat nostalgic.
I don't know.
Somewhat nostalgic, I guess. Oh.
No, I like him.
I don't know if his stand-up would work like over a long show.
I think it would.
Nah, he likes.
Because everyone's going to go and be really kooky and like.
Yeah, that.
Be a bit obscure because it's Mike Vishkin.
I want to see him and Russell Brown have a tour together.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
The thing about Noel Fielding is he'll say something about a budgie. And then he'll just repeat it. He'll say like, "Oh, that's a budgie."
Completely ripping off Ross Noble.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Did Ross Noble rip off him?
Yeah, they've both been around for a
Ross
while.
Ross Noble's been around for much longer.
Nah, Noel Fielding's been around since like the 90s.
So has Ross Noble.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So have I.
Yeah.
So have I.
Haven't we all? I think is the point we're trying to get.
So this
Ricky Gervais now announced some Dave Brent gigs to take place in May.
Swear that.
Has it gone on sale yet?
Hasn't he already done some?
Yeah, I thought he did some.
I think
he
did Wembley Arena,
yeah.
Which is huge.
I think it'd be quite funny, actually.
Definitely,
wouldn't it?
Definitely. He's a genius.
It's Hammersmith Apollo in London. And Oxford.
I love the name of the band.
What?
David Brent and Foregone Conclusion.
Oh, I can just picture him like walking out on the stage, just like in his David Brent kind of cocky swag, feeling like a rock star. It's amazing that he's getting to play these shows as that character.
He must really enjoy it as well, because it's a bit different, isn't it?
Well, he used to make music, didn't he? He was a pop star for a bit.
But he's just made for that character. I think he's genius.
Perfect. I haven't watched The Office.
Has it gone on sale? Did it say?
You gotta go.
I'll try.
Tickets go on sale on Friday.
Oh, I've got no money now. Put it back a couple of months.
When's your birthday?
End of July.
Well, there you go. Birthday present.
Yeah, I'll get someone on.
The thing is, he can sing, can't he?
Yeah. He can play guitar.
And play guitar. He might be alright.
Well, yeah, he was a musician.
It'd be quite fun. It'd be quite fun gig. I don't know how much I'd spend on it.
The episode of The Office when he gets a guitar out.
So good.
Yeah, that's classic.
That's so genius.
You know he's going to play that.
Yeah, that'll be the encore. Conclusion. Yeah. The encore,
The foregone conclusion.
basically, the biggest things that have happened in the past 2 weeks: Nick Grimshaw swallowed some glass, Ricky Gervais is playing a show, and Fall Out Boy released a game about Flappy Bird.
Yeah,
don't you love the music industry?
Oh, you know what I forgot? Oh, we talked about the Brits, didn't we? Did we talk about the Brits?
Yeah, we must have.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter.
NME Awards.
Yeah, we've
done that.
Has that happened?
I think it's happened. Yeah, now. Yeah, and a load of rubbish won.
Arctic Monkeys won everything.
Basically. Alana Haim won best Twitter account.
Oh, really?
Has she got a good Twitter account?
Not really. I followed her. No, I haven't seen anything that good yet.
No. She must have good bant.
Banter, mate.
Banter.
Is she the one with the bass face?
I don't know.
What's her bass face look like?
I can't do it on the radio, but she has like she makes a weird face when she plays the bass.
Oh, I know some music news. Dolly Parton's been added to Glastonbury.
Well, hooray! Not headlining.
I think she might be headlining, guys.
That'll fit in perfectly.
It won't.
Yeah, it will.
What was it? Willie Nelson's done it.
People go, oh, she wrote that song. And then the next song, oh, that I know this
it
song.
It will
she
be awful. Well,
she's a legend and stuff.
She's a legend.
But who's going to...
No one's... Nah. If I had just paid 250 quid for a Glastonbury ticket...
And so far you got Arcade Fire in her.
Dolly Parton's my headliner. Dolly Parton.
Is she a headliner?
I think she's headlining, Leo.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
She's a big enough name to be there, but headlining, people are going to be a lot of disappointment.
If it was, like, I could have understood it, best of all, because there's a slight tongue-in-cheek thing about it, isn't there?
I'm not surprised. Like, I think it'll go down quite well.
She might not be a headliner.
Oh, she's playing the Legends.
Oh, the Legend. Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, so she's not.
She's doing the Legends slot.
Yeah, she'll fit in perfectly.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Stop complaining.
Someone said headline.
Kenny Rogers played that slot last year.
Yeah, they've had some well good people play that slot.
But
some really good ones. Oh, who does Diamonds Are Forever?
Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey did it, and that looked awesome.
Well, yeah, yeah.
That'd be great. I just thought she was headlining. That would not be great.
That'd be not be great at it. Who do you reckon's going to headline Glastonbury? Who we got?
Is there still two slots to fill?
I think so. Do you reckon Muse might do it? It's an outside show.
Seether?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Muse would be a
Fleetwood Mac
a
and Prince. Prince is pretty much dead set, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Prince is, yeah.
Fleetwood Mac were going to do it, though, weren't they? But some were real.
I heard something like that.
Oh, Prince.
Love to see Fleetwood.
Prince is the main rumour.
Would you?
Yeah.
They're your favourite band ever?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, best band ever.
Let's play. What is this one? Oh, Miss Jackson Outcast.
Headlining other stuff.
And then Senses Fail. I don't really know what they sound like. I've got a feeling I won't like them.
Just straight up emo from the mid 2000s.
Boom. We'll be back.
This is Radio Sonar.
Hello there, I'm Dave Benson Phillips, and you're listening to Radio Sonar.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking
about. That will be the highlight.
I love
that was
that
the
man.
Best.
That's the highlight of the show.
I love that, man.
So what was the message?
Oh, the message of that? Well, do you remember, like, in the mid-2000s, everyone was kind of got a bit depressed and started to pretend they were in My Chemical Romance?
Uh-huh.
That. I didn't.
Okay.
Nah, I did.
I don't think I did either.
Nah.
They were better.
Metal. Not that band, but I went goth and got the Matrix leather jacket.
They were better than that band. They were better than MCR. They
do
were
you reckon?
Best band
I've got quite a lot of love for MCR.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I thought we all agreed last year that Black Parade's a good
album.
I didn't.
Oh, you weren't in the group.
I didn't.
If you
but it is. Yeah,
no,
it
it's
is.
Not.
It is.
No, it's not.
I'm surprised you don't like it because it's got all the kind of flamboyant, kind of catchy chorus.
It's my favourite word.
Like.
Nah, never digged it. I was listening to Iron Maiden at the time, so probably
it's not that far away. Well, it's quite bombastic, right? Mm. It's similar.
No, I just never got it. No, I really didn't like it. I like Teenagers. I think that's the only song on the album. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the whole hype thing. I thought,
I didn't like it at the time, but
I was like, that's not metal.
I was forced to sit through it.
I
realised it was quite good.
I listened to their greatest hits recently, the whole thing all the way through.
Do they have any?
Yeah, well, it's good. It's great.
They're not a bad band.
It's a really good greatest hits album.
They get a lot of hate, but
yeah. And plus, it has that new song, which is actually a bit rubbish to start it. But
that was weird. That new song felt really strange. Like it never really did anything.
Yeah, it didn't. It just kind of ambled along. Yeah. It was like, oh right, we're gone now.
But I haven't even listened to it.
Should talk about his lineup.
Fee Festival. I like Fee Festival. Wait,
Bastille.
Headlining. Justin Timberlake. Don't be cynical. Justin Timberlake and The Killers are headlining. Now, The Killers headlined only 2 years ago, but Justin Timberlake, I think it's a good little headliner for the festival.
I got a lot of love for both those people.
Yeah, I'm alright with that.
Killers are great.
Do you like Killers, Leo?
Yeah, well, I like Hot Fuss.
Okay.
Samstown? No.
I've got.
I wasn't into that album.
I like the singles. I'm a single guy of Killers, but I weren't even fussed about seeing them. Then I saw them at Fee Festival a couple of years ago, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, I suppose it's the greatest hits.
And they had so many songs I didn't realise I knew in my conscious. Very good.
I would see them. At
and Justin
festival.
Timberlake. Say so you've seen Justin. Yeah. He'll be an entertainer. He'll be an entertainer, won't he?
Incredible.
Not incredible.
Who is Lachon? Who's the best act on the whole lineup?
Who's the best act on the whole lineup?
Yeah.
Well, Chic featuring Nile Rodgers.
Manic Street Preachers.
I saw them and I thought, how come they're...
They're way too credible to play V.
You could say the Stranglers.
They don't have the original singer and they're all...
I saw them at Fee Festival 2 years ago and they're really boring. But I don't think Fee Festival is the right festival for
them. It's definitely not.
It's a different festival to what it was even 4 or 5 years ago.
Everyone will go for Golden Brown, I think, because everyone kind of knows
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that song, yeah.
I think the best act on the lineup is The Wailers performing Legend.
I didn't see that coming.
Will be the greatest set of the whole thing.
If the sun
it's
is
legend.
Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
It's Bob Marley's Legend, so.
That'd be so good.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I think I had a top 5 acts I wanted to see. But you're all going to laugh at them.
We should try and guess them.
You could try and guess my top 5.
I reckon your number 1 is Janelle Monáe.
Yep.
Well,
I reckon
Bastille's
there.
Yeah, I thought it'd be Bastille.
Yep. I think my top 4 were pretty clear.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Yeah. Killers?
No.
Not in your top four?
No.
Is Foxes in your top four?
Yeah.
That's it then. That's four.
Has it?
Yeah.
What have I said?
You said Bastille, Janelle Monáe,
Ed Sheeran
and
Foxes.
And Foxes.
Okay, well, I've got a top six. Add in Nina Nesbitt and Newman Faulkner. And I could keep going.
God, I just hate this guy.
Kaiser Chiefs, I'd love to see again. Lily Allen.
I'd love to see the Kaiser Chiefs.
I'd love to see Lily Allen again. I want to see Rizzle Kicks, because I reckon they'd be fun live, personally.
There's a lot of bands there that I would see if I was there.
Yeah,
none
right?
of them are like,
and you'd probably enjoy
Yeah, but none of them
these.
Are drawing them to, like, yeah. making me want to go.
I feel bad for Newman Faulkner. Look how low he is, and look at all the rubbish that's ahead of him. And he's been around for
Jason
so long
Derulo.
Now. And he's released like a couple of really decent albums.
Yeah, no, last album's terrible.
And he's still all the way down there. It's like, oh.
But he'll pack out with Teddy. He plays a lot. He'll pack it out. Yeah.
Trainer playing.
With Blondie.
Blondie,
what is their song?
That's, they've got so, one song. I can't remember.
What
Who's Alesso? Is that a DJ?
Sounds
I guess
like
so. No. Elbow are there. I thought Elbow are like... Probably
they're not gonna. I don't think they'll go down very.
They're middle aged people.
I reckon they'd headline Reading now.
No.
Yeah.
Elbow.
Yeah.
No.
I reckon they'd headline Glastonbury.
Not Glastonbury, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Glastonbury.
I've had people tell me that, like, coming back from Reading Festival, that Chic featuring Nile Rodgers was the best thing they saw all weekend.
What festival?
Reading.
They haven't played Reading.
Whatever festival they played.
Glastonbury.
I think they did play.
I think it was Glastonbury.
Whatever they played, yeah.
Best of all.
I had people come back and say,
yeah, I've heard that a lot. I think that's comedy.
They were no, it was my mate from back home, but yeah. So
Paul Heaton, who's he from? Don't know. There's a guy called Paul Heaton on it.
Well, who are the Wonder Stuff?
They're an old band, I think.
All Saints are there.
All Saints.
The Rifles, they're an old school FIFA band. Codaline.
Nah.
There's some right stuff on this.
I've got a little soft spot for Cola.
Yeah, I do have a little soft spot.
I watched them at Reading last year, really drunk, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah. I don't get the whole Paolo Nutino, you being so high up on lineups now thing. How did that happen? Just because he's been gone for a few years?
Yeah.
He did headline Latitude, though.
He's stuck around for so long now, though. He's starting to get quite credible, I think.
Yeah, he is credible. I'm glad Ed Sheeran's playing. Anyway. Example would be fun as well, I think.
Let's stop
looking
at this.
What do you think of Example?
Example, no.
You're not an Example guy? I think he's nice.
I'm sure at a festival with some drink, it'll be fun.
Yeah, though.
Elliot Greaves or something like that.
Who's Above and Beyond?
Yeah, I think they're like a dancey act.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm a bit out of touch, aren't I?
As are we all.
Yeah. Oh, I'll do for FIFA.
This
festival.
Kind of.
So you wouldn't go? Well, no.
No, I would. I would go actually.
You too.
I've been to FIFA festival before and I've had an all right time.
Didn't you all right. Just to watch Frank Turner.
Yeah, that's the last time I went there. The people that year weren't the greatest people.
Was he good?
It's just the atmosphere there wasn't a very good atmosphere at FIFA Festival.
Was Frank Turner good?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
It was amazing.
Has he ever been bad?
No.
Ever?
No.
Alright, next up is the Pixies. Who's Fistful of Steel by? Oh, Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
Yo. That was an angry song by an angry band.
Angry.
Do you like it?
Against the Machine.
Shizzle.
Do you?
Pretty cool sound. Pretty unique.
Great band.
Very unique. I'd love to see him live again.
I'd love to see him live.
They're one of the most mental live bands, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, it was crazy.
Never seen them. I hope they get announced for something. But they
something.
Won't.
You never know.
They could headline like anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
But can I ever do Glastonbury?
I think I could kind of see that.
Yeah, I could see
him doing Glastonbury. Because everyone knows Killing in the Name of.
Yeah.
Tonight.
But does everyone know anything else?
No.
That'd do a load of Clash covers, probably.
So this is the lineup for Sonosphere.
Sonosphere lineup.
I've decided it's the better festival.
Added, what did they add this weekend? Deftones. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Was it Deftones they added?
Well, you know.
They made the lineup more varied. I kind of like it.
Yeah, a little
now,
bit. I added Anti-Flag, which is throwing a spanner in the works for my plans.
Oh, Anti-Flag.
Anti-Flag.
Great I band. Love Anti-Flag.
Are they on the there? Are they on the music thing?
Let's have a look. See.
Have a look.
So I'd put them in my top 10 bands of all time. Maybe.
Are they the best band ever? You've ever
no,
seen?
No. That's your little thing.
Is that my thing?
Yeah.
Oh no.
It's not one
thing.
Word.
Oh, is it not?
Nah.
But yeah, no. It's great that they got announced. I'm happy.
Love to see them again.
Well, there's loads of good bands.
They added Stamping Ground. If you remember, that's Stamping Ground.
No,
No.
No. No.
I spent a lot of time listening to Dog Eat Dog recently.
Really, I didn't like.
Are they good?
I'm not a big.
They're playing. Like, I listened to that classic album of theirs. It's kind of like hardcore ska.
It's not ska. They just got a trumpet in there.
Ska, mate.
Wilco Johnson.
It's
good.
I'd see Limp Bizkit, Deftones, Alice in Chains. This list goes on forever. Slayer, Mastodon,
Devin Townsend.
Oh, I would see Frank Turner if I was there. Like, I'd just check it
You'd
out.
You'd love it. There'd be the act of the
what
weekend.
Did you say
you
never know. Frank Turner's name
and the Sleeping Souls. This is banned.
Anthrax, Dropkick Murphys. You've got to see them at a festival. Chaz and Dave. If you got the opportunity to see Chaz and Dave,
I probably wouldn't.
See Chaz and Dave. Yes,
I honestly probably wouldn't.
You have to see Chaz and Dave.
I'd rather go watch a proper band.
You're saying
nah,
they're a proper band?
They are a proper band. Gertcha, mate. Gertcha's classic.
No, I'm not even Cockney.
Nah, you're not even near London. That's probably why you don't get it. London border town. That's why.
Yeah, sorry about that one.
Electric Wizard, Ghost, because apparently they have a good stage show.
Yeah, but I don't think they do.
It's just the guy dresses up in a Pope outfit.
Maybe. Might be good. Gojira, you have to see them. Protest the Hero, Real Big Fish. Black Spiders.
Bands.
Anti-Flag.
Black Spiders.
Bands are playing.
Flag. Spiders, even. Flag.
Flag on
just
there.
Great. Yeah,
Anti-Flag finally. And Black Spiders.
Just bands. Lots of bands playing.
There are. Lots of music.
I've had enough of music.
The Hell.
Honestly, I'm done with this.
Are The Hell playing?
Yeah. See if they're any good at Takedown. They'll probably be really, really
Chimera mental. Pulled out of Takedown Festival. Bit sad about that.
I think that Black Spiders should replace their slot so they don't clash with
them. It might happen. That could happen.
Yeah.
But they're announcing it tomorrow at 9 a.m. The replacement. I think it'll be Barry tomorrow.
Yeah, probably will.
Who would you want it to be? If you had the choice.
Black Spiders.
Yeah, just blunt.
I would like it to be Let Live. But that's not going to happen.
I'd like Dom it Broken. To be Metallica, but that's not going to happen.
I would like it to be...
Neutral Milk Hotel.
Ellis would like it to be Radiohead.
But no,
imagine.
I'd like it to be Nina Nesbitt. No?
Do you reckon she'd go down well?
Yeah.
Do you reckon Radiohead would?
Yeah, I actually think they would.
It would just get overtaken by Radiohead. Yeah. Every other band would be ignored.
I think I am going to go to Takedown. My bank account says no, but my mind, my instinct says yes.
But my body.
Did you not ever got press pass or anything?
Yeah, but giving it away to some lovely first years.
You hear her?
I'm a nice girl, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes.
It's his job.
Doing what you're meant to do.
I'm doing what I'm meant to do. Corrupt editor.
I think in my place of... Residence things. Yeah. Really sleepy. Probably going to go to Isle of Wight Festival. Or
that doesn't surprise me.
Or Puckle Pop.
Hasn't
actually.
That looks quite good.
Yet. I don't think it's been. Announced
I don't know the lineup, but I've heard they do live streams. So I normally watch it because they
and
have
just
some punk
generally
bands
when it's in Europe, they just seem to have the better lineup.
Yeah,
and
they have
the same amount of money.
It looks like it's really fun.
We probably would have gone to Rockwerchter or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I know.
Sold out now.
But Puka Poppers never doesn't ever look like crowded either.
So we're going to wait and see what that lineup is, and we'll probably go Isle of Wight, all that.
Cool.
Fair.
Basically, Isle of Wight because of the Chili Peppers.
And Biffy Clyro.
Yeah, that'll be fun, but just got
Chili
to see
Peppers.
The Chili.
I haven't seen the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them either.
I'd like to see them.
I would like to see them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go out of my way, though.
I think I would. Because,
nah.
There's not. Yeah, they're on my list to see live who I haven't seen yet.
I'd see them if they were at a festival, but, like.
I think.
Nah, I wouldn't go
if
out
they did the O2, I'd probably get a ticket.
Mm.
So I had someone to go with.
But if they were there and they were playing their new album in its entirety,
I haven't listened to it.
I've literally never.
Why would they do that? Actually. Did anyone like it?
No.
Did the Chili Peppers even like it?
Probably not. No.
There was a song on there that got a lot of radio play, and it ended up being quite a big song. But
something about the ballad of.
It was really forgettable, wasn't it?
Something.
Mm. And now I just don't even know what it was. But I mean, they're legends. They can do what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
But preferably, don't make albums like that too many more times.
Yeah.
So have you guys actually bought your tickets for your choices?
No.
Is that going to be are you just waiting for the line?
Well, they're not going to sell out our metal festivals, are they?
Nah.
I don't think.
No,
so,
no one cares.
And I'm kind
no
of
one really cares.
I'm going to wait for day tickets, I think.
Oh, really?
Because at the end of the day, the way I look at it is we'll finish in uni. We're going to be unemployed, probably. That's a lot of money to spend on a festival, and I'm going to need that money.
It is. And you will.
I'm going Jabberwocky. I know that much.
I'll get the Jabberwocky lineup up.
Yeah.
Jabberwocky and James Blake.
That is.
We've got
guesses
for
this.
Jabberwocky's the best.
It's an interesting
lineup.
Yeah.
It's Pitchfork, basically. You can tell Pitchfork are definitely involved with this lineup.
Where is it?
There's just Jabberwocky.
Oh, so
Jabberwocky Festival.
I didn't know if it would come up.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son. The jaws that bite, the claws that scratch.
Oh, stuff just got weird.
I don't.
Some poetry in the internet.
There's not like a website for it.
That is.
Yes, one.
Festival news. Where is this? Southern England.
Look at the line. London.
London, cool.
Ah, ATP festival. Duh, Louis. Go.
Duh. Why does it have Jabberwocky in like huge letters across the whole place?
Line up.
Why does it sign up? Here we go. It's at the Excel Centre. I've never been to the Excel Centre.
Line up, left of the screen.
I have I've also never been to the Excel Centre. I've heard Neutral Milk Hotel are playing, okay. So I'm going.
Oh, they got the days.
Oh, they got the days.
Def Heavenmore on the Saturday.
Sean, on the same day, we would be seeing Earth, Sun Kill Moon, Electric Wizard, and Neutral Milk Hotel.
My God. I'll go to that day.
Oh, my God.
Piss Jeans as well.
Yeah. Can you say that on the radio? I'm sure you can.
Ice Age as well.
Oh my, that is such a good day. That's my favourite day.
Let's go.
It's really like hipster.
It is very, very hipster.
Let's go.
If I like that, there's a lineup to my group of friends at home, or even back in my house at home, where there are quite musical people, they would be able to recognise probably, maybe even one of those names, and that would be James Blake.
Really?
Yeah. Some of them I've heard of Neutral Milk Hotel, maybe. But if they did at home, it'd be because I told them.
Yeah, my mates at home, like Lab Pack, would know this.
Yeah, if I took it to my friends at home, they would know James Blake, and that's it.
Yeah, no, my mates wouldn't even know James Blake.
But then I could look at James Blake, Neutral Milk Hotel. I recognise some other names, but I'm not fans of any of the other bands.
Yeah, I'm not. It's only really Earth for me, which I really want to see them. I don't know why.
Because it's going to be weird.
Yeah,
you know it's going
to
be weird.
That's why I'm really attracted to.
Well, there's so much weird stuff. Like, you know, Sun Kill Moon's going to be weird.
Yeah, that is.
Like, just watch it just to. You don't know what he's going to do.
Sun Kill Moon, he might just, like, stand up and walk around.
Like, Ice Age could. Well, can they play now? They've been doing it for a while.
Yeah,
they couldn't play. Right. They couldn't play when they started.
I don't know.
No, but that's the appeal.
No, I don't think they can. I don't think they can.
Yeah,
Vatican Shadow. What a name.
It should be quite cheap as well, because it won't appeal to.
We've got a guest list, mate.
The majority.
Well, how much was
it? I think it's £30 a day, isn't it?
Yeah. How much was the Neutral Milk Hotel ticket that we got?
£20 or £30?
Yeah, it was like £30 to go and see them.
The same as this.
Yeah,
for a day.
So it's the same as the festival, so it's worth going and see it.
Definitely.
Electric Wizard. People are going to be. So I can't say it on the radio. But
yeah, I know.
In the arena, like, it's going to happen.
Might look up how much ticket is just to see Neutral Milk Hotel, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sold out everything else, haven't they?
I don't think they'll play like here for ages.
No, they're playing so many dates now.
Yeah. They might do like Glastonbury next year, and that'd be it.
Death Heaven as well.
Death
Great
Heaven.
Band.
That's on the wrong day. That day doesn't look as good, does it?
Black Metal.
I like the name Perfect Pussy.
Code 9. I think that's my mate's lecturer at his uni. That's weird.
Yeah, he's a producer, isn't he?
Like, will Neutral Milk Hotel play anything other than that album?
Yeah,
they've got another one,
but it's not as good, am I right?
Not as good, but still good. Still
I don't like them.
You don't like him, yeah, but you know, that's you.
I listen to Siva, don't I?
All right, Rock Your Body, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Directly after Rage Against the Machine. Like, what is our playlist anymore? I don't even know. And then
Something
Duality.
For Everyone.
And then
that
Slipknot.
Ooh. The such, metal.
Yeah.
Such even aggression.
As someone that's not a huge fan of that kind of music, but that music is just like, ooh. Just want to listen like to it and like stab someone in the chest repeatedly.
Yeah, sometimes.
Alex is getting there. Angry.
Yeah, we're converting, yeah.
It's a long process.
I'm getting there.
And there was a little event over the weekend called the Oscars, or the Academy
Who's
Awards.
Who's he?
And, you know, some people got some awards, some people didn't.
That's a nickname, right? The Oscars. Yeah, it's actually the Academy Awards, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Right, yeah.
I know.
I think the biggest story is probably Leonardo still not winning anything.
That's weird, isn't it? Are they just having a joke with him? Should we give it to Leonardo this year? Nah!
I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club, but I have seen a lot of the films that were nominated, and I think he deserved it.
If you watched Dallas Buyers Club, I think you might change your mind.
Would I change my mind?
Because I think the difference is Wolf of Wall Street was like, there was no real emotion to it or anything, don't you think?
Yeah, but I like that. It's kind of punk.
No, it's not.
No.
It kind of perpetuates the idea that a main character in a film doesn't have to be likeable, and it doesn't. Don't even have to empathise with them.
In Dallas Buyers Club, he's not likable. He's real, like, he's horrible.
Yeah, but
I haven't seen it, but don't they do the American Psycho thing where to satirise that kind of person, they make them really unlikable, I guess, and emotionless.
Yeah,
and it's kind of
Yeah.
Showing that life and, but not showing the consequences, yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
I think it's hard to stand out in a role like A Wolf of Wall Street when it's all about drugs and sex and he's really, really rich, and then compare that to the role that Matthew McConaughey plays when he's like, you know, on the edge of death and like really trying to fight for his life and stuff. It's, you know, that's
probably more meaningful, I guess.
Yeah, and it's so much easier to make it emotional and stuff. And that's
Gravity sweeped up.
Gravity sweeped up. Should we go through the Gravity winners? God. Best original score, best production design, best film editing, I could do that. Best cinematography, best visual effects, best sound editing, best sound mixing.
Bloody hell, that's a lot of Oscars, isn't it?
And there's more, I think. Best director.
It was great.
I think that one is all it's for proper, like, arty film people that just want to appreciate how the cinema shot was made.
Yeah. I think so. I want to try and watch it in 3D.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Did you see Out of 10 Cats last night? Anyone there taking
No.
Just getting rubbish thrown at you, but I could do it.
But Gravity was great, but it is just
visually.
Yeah, the plot is just Sandra Bullock panicking in space for 2 hours.
Is it? That sounds all right, actually.
That is exactly what it
she
is.
She does it well. Like, if that's all she's got to do, she does it quite well, I think.
She does, yeah. She panics. You believe that she's genuinely panicking, yeah.
Great, I'm going to watch that. 12 Years a Slave, one big best picture. Not I've heard that is actually a better representation than stuff like Django Unchained.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
Unchained is Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I know. I know, but apparently it's better than Django Unchained.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that.
It's brilliant. It is good. If I had to pick
Have you seen that as well?
Yeah.
You've watched, like, loads of them.
You're a movie guy.
If I had to choose between that, Dallas Buyers Club, Wolf of Wall Street, and was there another real contender?
American Hustle, I don't know.
Yeah, that was never going to win it, I don't think. If I had to choose between those two, I would say 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Fair play.
Yeah.
So many actors in it as well. So many, like, huge names.
What else? One stuff. The Great Gatsby. I haven't seen The Great Gatsby. Won Best Costume Design, but that doesn't surprise me.
Nah.
It looked all quite... That's a Leonardo DiCaprio film.
Yeah.
That's not Leonardo DiCaprio winning.
Yeah. But, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. That's a Woody Allen film.
I've not good? Seen that.
Well, I love Woody Allen. Oh. Well, I don't love Woody Allen.
Spike Jones wants to
That's a bad thing to say at the moment, but I do love Woody Allen's films. But
Spike Jones won a Best Original Screenplay for Her.
Yeah, Her is definitely.
I didn't know Spike Jones did the screenplay.
Didn't he direct? No, he didn't direct. Did he direct
it? I'm not sure. Yeah, but he did. I really like Spike Jones, so I might.
Louis, you would like Her. Like, if you like quirky little indie films.
Yeah, you told me this.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's really good.
You have to watch
good.
That.
Yeah.
Outside of, like, who won what, the other things were the Jennifer Lawrence fell over again.
Oh, yeah.
She fell over again.
She's just like us, guys.
She's, like, so clumsy.
Can't say that on the radio.
Nah. And they took a selfie.
That was... I
didn't.
Phone advert.
Phone advert, mate.
I like it. I got drawn in.
Isn't that wrong?
But I didn't watch it, so I don't know, like, the heat of them. Was it just a thing which just happened? Or
it just happened, like, out of the blue, and, like, every big
Bradley
name
Cooper,
in Hollywood
wasn't it?
Huddled around, yeah.
I think it was Bradley Cooper just went like this, and then there was, like, Jared Leto bumping in, and, like, Kevin Spacey's in the background.
With the new Samsung Galaxy.
Jennifer Lawrence, Lupita Nyong'o. The best speech was Lupita Nyong'o's.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Who's he?
She. The girl from 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah. She said, like, no matter where you're from, your dreams are valid or something like that.
Aww, that's nice.
Good little quote.
Yeah, if you watch that film, she stands out definitely more than anyone else. More than the main guy.
Matthew McConaughey's speech was good as well.
Was it? What did he talk about?
Yeah, that was nice.
He did this big long metaphor.
Oh. You said Jared Leto's speech was alright, but Aidan was like, nah, it's not.
I didn't like it. No, that it was the other way around.
Oh, was it?
I didn't like it.
I don't like Jared Leto at all.
Yeah, I was annoyed when I saw he won, but when you watch the film, it's like...
Fair makes sense, enough. Does it?
Because he plays a drag queen.
American Psycho, but I like his other one.
Fight Club?
No, the other one.
Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream,
I
really
didn't
like.
That was weird.
Yeah, I like that, but I didn't like American Psycho.
You didn't like it?
Nah.
Ah, wait, fair. Why?
I thought it was a bit overhyped. I think it's been overhyped, and I just didn't watch it years ago.
I love that film.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah, no, that's one of my favourites.
People, it gets talked about so much, I would just expect so much more from it.
It left me
or
so confused.
Or something different to what I got.
It's meant to leave you confused.
Yeah, American Psycho.
Yeah.
That's the aim.
But Requiem for a Dream, I think it's more because Darren Aronofsky directed it.
Yeah.
I think that was... I love that film.
Is he the main guy in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth watching. Yeah.
I tried it.
But yeah, in terms of pure entertainment value, out of all the films I've seen, Wolf of Wall Street was the most entertaining.
I'm gonna have
one.
To get on these.
And I need to catch up on films.
And all the old Lego movie. I want to see.
Oh god, I want to see the Lego movie.
Should we go?
Yes.
I really want to see that as well.
When is it playing IMDb? Here?
Next week, I think.
It's at Cineworld at the moment. On IMDb, it's on like 8.3 or something.
Yeah, it's doing alright.
Check out the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. It might take a while, mate. But
it's one of the most critically acclaimed films of the year.
It's really as critically acclaimed as 12 Years a Slave.
Mental.
Search Rotten Tomatoes.
I know, mate. I know what I'm doing.
Well, you clearly didn't.
Dude, I just thought it'd come up and...
Yeah, right, yeah.
Has there been a Lego movie before?
I don't think so. Are there like famous names in it or something? I don't really understand at all.
Yeah, there's quite a few in there.
Oh, okay.
It's not even a percentage on this.
It does. It will when it comes up.
Ooh.
We're just waiting. Just pure dead air.
96%. It's the highest rated, I think, this year so far.
No, there'll have been some 100%.
12 Years a Slave is 96%.
Yeah, I said it's exactly the same, yeah.
That is bizarre.
How weird is that?
Who's in it? Who are the famous people in it? Will Ferrell.
Morgan Freeman. Will Ferrell.
Charlie Day.
Charlie's
in it!
Charlie!
And, Charlie. Yeah. Will Arnett from Arrested Development as well. That's cool.
Plays Batman, apparently.
I think, yeah.
He's got the voice for that. He can do it.
Cool.
I do want to see it.
Let's go see it.
Looks good, doesn't it? Mr. Peabody and Sherman got really highly rated as well.
Non-stop didn't.
It's another. Yeah, but that's another kid's
film. RoboCop didn't.
Oh, God.
I kind of want to see it, though.
No. We nearly went and watched Non-Stop on the weekend because we were just bored, but...
Legend of Hercules, so it's on
3%. 3?
Is that the one with...
Cheap-looking, poorly acted and dull.
That's what I look for in a film.
Wow. But if you do cheap-looking in the right way, then it's like edgy.
Yeah, it can be good, yeah.
Waking Fright is on 100%.
Yeah.
Never heard
what
of it.
What is it?
Sounds like a horror film.
Awe-inspiring.
Ooh, let's watch that.
Is
free adjective.
I was about to say that. Is that the way you review films? You put
that's
free
easy.
Adjective.
That's 3 years course we could have written.
Just use 3 adjectives in a line. There's your intro.
Oh, done. Done. Work for Total Film.
Hate Breed. Anyone?
Yeah. I love Hate Breed.
Very heavy. Very heavy.
Well, get into it.
Zed featuring foxes. Let's do it.
Man, what is this? Da-da.
Hello.
Hello.
That was Queen, which...
Sean
goes out to my mum.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks for listening.
Because no one else does.
Well, we had Andy last week. He was like our one listener. I wonder if he's listening.
Hey, he might do. Hi, Andy.
That's nice. He's a dedicated listener.
Maybe
Aiden's
listening.
I doubt Andy's listening.
I like Andy.
Aiden?
Okay, not so dedicated.
Probably not Aiden.
Well.
Probably in bed. I don't know. Oh yeah, tell us about your weekend.
You had a right nutty bender. I had a record weekend, lads, with the lad pack. Lad pack came down, and we got on it. I'll tell you about lad pack's journey. They were coming in two cars. One of them was a Land Rover, a very old Land Rover, and it's about 200 miles away where they're all from. And it took them 8 hours to get here. Only 200 miles. It's only four-hour drive, because they broke down. The Land Rover broke down twice. They on the M25. They went into this little town. Managed to drive to a mechanics.
Sounds like a horror film.
To this mechanics. Asked for a screwdriver. After 40 minutes, the mechanic reluctantly gave him a screwdriver, and they got a YouTube video up on their phone on how to fix their car. It at this mechanic's by themselves and left without spending a penny.
That's quite impressive.
That's amazing. But then the engine like went the heating meter thing went skyrocketed after like 5 minutes of driving. So the second car had to drive to the nearest service station, buy some water, drive back, chuck all this water into the car. If it worked a dream, and it got here at about 7 o'clock, and then we got
and
on
then
it.
You got on it.
We were drinking.
A right nutty one.
We were drinking dragon soup.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, why?
I know.
Why?
Crunk was sold out. So we drank that. We went to Myth, which I was really impressed with. It was like a really
it's
big
good,
unit when it propaganda
good.
Night.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote it.
No, you've been really to. Nice. You went to Providence, didn't you?
Nah.
Did you go to
Square Balloon. Square
yeah,
Balloon?
But Square Balloon was completely different.
Right? I loved Square Balloon.
Oh, no. You do not love
that. Some funny nights Square
yeah,
Balloon.
I had hilarious nights.
But it's not funny.
It's really nice. It was really good. And they played some great songs, and we just got trashed. And I spent a lot of money. And what else happened that night? We just got really, really drunk. I asked for a mountain of chips at this kebab shop. They gave me a mountain of chips. One of my friends was like, "Can I get the extra, extra large kebab?" And they were like, "Come this way."
Yeah. It's just a bucket. Yeah.
So that happened.
Was it really, really, really large?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh, awesome.
And then we woke up with all of hangovers. We took a trip down to Shirley, and we got taxis to Shirley.
The land of hope and glory.
Yep. And we went to this really dodgy American diner, but it was really cheap and really tasty. And I had sausages and chips and a fry up. And what happened after that? It's just my day. That's just my weekend. Really,
yeah. Got a bee tattoo.
Wait. And this is like midday. It's only like 12 o'clock and we all got massive hangovers. We went to Wetherspoons, did a Jager bomb. As you do, son. As oi, you do. Oi, oi.
I bet you're one of the cringiest guys in the world. Walking into Wetherspoons at 12 the afternoon, being like, "Oh, still hanging from last night, but let's get on it, lads." And we'll have 5 Jager bombs. Thank you very much. Oh, no, I bet the barmaid hated you.
We got away with it because it was a Southampton-Liverpool football game.
Oh,
so there was loads of scousers and stuff. We were getting on it. So we did that. We drank for a few hours. Went did a bit of shopping. Then we're walking home. Walked past Tattoo Monkey, the old tattoo shop. And thought,
gave it away.
Shall we get a tattoo, lads? And our mate was like, "Yeah, let's get bees on our knees, and so we can say we're the bees' knees." Ha ha ha! And before he even finished the sentence, my mate had walked into the tattoo shop to see if we could get it done, and they were like, "Well, they weren't going to turn down 150 quid's worth of work and 120 quid's worth of work in half an hour."
Absolutely.
So we got bees on our knees. Bees'
well,
knees, mate.
You got one bee on one of your knees.
Buzz off. 7.
Oh dear.
Did sting a bit.
Got one. If that's the point, though, if you've got one on both your knees,
no, because like, we're the bee's knees, not I'm the bee's knees, we're the bee's knees, because we've got bees on our knees.
Without the lab pack, you're just bee.
I'm the bee of the knee.
We're just a beanie.
I'm still the bee's knees because I've got a bee on my knee.
No, you're not, you're just a bee knee.
No, I'm a bee's knee. I'm a bee's knee.
There's no plural.
Anyway. Okay, well, maybe just for you, I might get another one on my other knee.
Yeah,
okay.
Do it.
Or a wasp on the other knee. Oh,
no. No,
that'd
be confusing.
Or honey. Yeah. Or I should get some honey on the other knee, so when I go dancing,
but then you'd just be
like,
the bee knee and the honey knee. Honey knee even a thing?
Is bees doing a honey thing? Or a flower? Or pollen?
So pollen.
When I dance.
Right. When you dance.
Pollinate.
You if your knee's pollinate.
Yeah, the bee goes get some pollen.
I don't think you should do that.
it will mean you have to keep doing that Elvis dance move.
Yeah, or I'm not very good at it.
Dude love thing.
I'm not very good at that doing that anyway, so maybe not.
So what happened that night? Did you get on it?
We went home. We went to Turtle Bay. We went to Turtle Bay, had some chicken, didn't we?
Chicken
and steak. Had a steak.
Yeah.
Hey. It was a good steak.
Good
steak.
Medium rare.
Medium standard. Rare, son. Standard. Medium rare, standard, son. Bread and butter, son.
Why didn't you get it rare?
It's medium rare. That's what
rare's
you do more, when you're a lad.
I
had a whole chicken.
Should've got it raw, mate.
I had a whole chicken. Raw. Not half a chicken. Whole chicken.
A whole chicken?
Whole well, chicken.
Well, steak.
What?
You got steak?
I didn't. Some of lad pack did.
So you're not a lad.
No, I got whole chicken, son.
It's not really lad.
Do you not like steak?
I love steak, son. I'm having a steak tonight, son.
Son?
Yes, son.
Son.
Son. Yeah. And then you went to Kelly's. Am I
we
right?
went to Ke- we went to a Wetherspoons because it was packed, and we won 50 quid on arcade machine.
That's good.
Yeah, really?
That's not easy.
You won on one of them.
Yeah,
that's an achievement.
I know.
To be
we won 50 quid.
I thought that was semi impossible.
I know. Worked. We did spend about.
I've never
20.
Seen it happen.
One of my mates spent about 20 quid on one, 20, 30 quid on one, and then my mate just put a quid in one for 50. How annoying, right?
Everything you've said sounds like the humorous bits in EastEnders episodes.
Pretty much. Then we went to Kelly's bar. From the outside. What does it look like from the outside, Ellis?
Yeah, no, it's just like a tiny little entrance. Whatever night it is ever, it looks dead and rubbish. I think a couple of nights we've asked the bouncer, like, "Oh, is it a bit busy?" And he'd just be like, "Nope." I don't think it ever is.
Well, I'll have you know.
Oh, I'll have you know.
On a Saturday night, it is the place to be. Well, if you want to pull a cougar.
Oh, okay.
If we were to put a middle-aged Southampton lady.
Did you put a cougar?
No, I didn't. I went home.
But how would you know then?
What?
How would you know that?
Because I was surrounded by them.
But did any of your mates pull a cougar?
Well, I haven't gotten there yet, mate.
Oh, okay.
So we went there. And it was packed at 9:30. It was packed. About £2 a drink. Any drink, it was happy hour. And then after that, it was like £3 a drink. It was so cheap and it was so busy. It was worth going to.
Saturday night.
But not my scene. I'd rather do the Bedford Place student bars. But I was at me and a few of my mates. We couldn't do a second night. I was out of it. I was pretty drunk. I still had my hangover from the day before. I just wanted to go to bed. So I went home, went to bed. The two of the mates stayed out. I was like, you guys, here's my key. Don't lose it. They lost it. Of course, they lost.
That was predictable.
They lost my key. And they pulled. They both pulled. Kind of. Do I talk about this on air?
Probably not.
You shouldn't.
Basically, one of them. No, it would make me sound awful, wouldn't it? Not that I already have made myself awful. One of them woke up in Eastleigh.
Oh.
So yeah, that's all I'll say for that one.
Okay.
But yeah, but at the end of the day, we all had a very good weekend.
Your friends sound like horrible people.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's play some music. Da-da.
That was a song.
Some music.
It's quite quiet, wasn't it?
Some people.
Yeah, I can hear it, mate.
Yeah, I turned it right down.
You got Kurt Cobain on your t-shirt?
I do.
I don't like him.
Oh, God.
We have established.
Cool sweet. T-shirt. Our second and last issue we're doing of Audio Addicts is coming out soon.
Well, yeah, next couple of weeks, maybe, I hope, maybe.
We've only managed to get two out.
That's good, though. They're good, two good ones.
They are good.
So did last year's editors.
Two proper ones.
Yeah.
I figure, and this may be something we should mention in our presentation on Thursday, although we shouldn't really talk about that on the radio. It's a good thing because no one cares about the printed actual edition anyway, I don't think. Everyone cares about the website.
Yeah.
That's what is important. So once this next issue is out of the way and done,
we're going to be back up.
Back on the website, get the views back up.
Get the views up.
That's what Audio Addict's about, not really the printed thing.
Really famous.
I don't think the actual magazine's that big a deal.
It's a whole brand. The brand itself's a big deal.
Yeah. And the hub of that is the website.
It's the website.
Hub. But who is in this issue that we can...
We've got Yumi. We've got Yumi at 6 on the cover.
Woo!
Woo! We've got Blood Red Shoes. Couldn't find any Blood Red Shoes when we looked through the closet.
Band of Skulls.
Band of Skulls, they're from Southampton.
And they're a band, and we established yesterday they all have skulls.
They do have skulls.
Yeah. So they do, logical. So technically...
They're a band
of Skulls.
And I like that.
So, yeah, literal name.
1975, they're playing. Playing, they're in it.
Silence.
Playing.
I don't
playing
mind.
In the magazine.
Dan the Sack versus Scroobius P.I.P. till I D.I.E.
Cool dudes.
Awesome dudes. Itch, my boy. He's my boy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's my boy. Who did you interview? Ellis? What's her name?
Mo.
Ma.
Us English people, Mo. But it's meant to be like Mo.
Hello, I'm
Mo.
It's like a South Park skit, isn't it?
But she was lovely.
She was lovely.
Her name's Karen.
Karen.
We're right, good buddies.
Great. We've got Bipolar Sunshine.
Just, what's he laughing at?
Just,
we've got Neck Deep.
What's their message, do you reckon?
Pizza. Friends.
Pizza.
Have a good time.
Stay with my friends
and
in the sun.
My favourite part of the magazine is the Frank Turner Live Review.
Did you write it?
Yes.
I personally like the Real Big Fish review. Well, I don't, actually. It's the worst thing I've ever written.
No.
Please don't read that.
I'm really into...
That's my dissertation.
I like the Short and Unreasonable review that Sean wrote of our past mag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was it?
Good Mazine Rolling Stone out of 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Not funny.
not funny.
But Leo likes it,
that's
so...
still good.
But Leo likes it.
It makes you stop and go, like, what?
Yeah.
No, I like that.
That's the point. I think.
Fine with me.
Mazine.
We're going to get told to change that. Someone's going to think that's a spelling mistake.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, it is.
Could just change it to Good Scene.
Yeah, Good Scene. But then it's not funny, is it?
I I think you find it funny.
All of the humour hinges on that magazine.
What, spelling magazine?
Right? Yeah. I like the Rolling Stone out of 10 bit.
Yeah, that was Aiden. So
yeah,
fair play.
Fair play, so, yeah. Aiden. Fair play, Aiden.
Fair play, Aiden.
Wake up, Aiden. Aiden,
wake up. I didn't mean to play down the magazine. It's a big deal. A lot of time's gone into it.
Check it out. It'll be
all over Southampton. I walked into the Bournemouth. You know the underground clothing shop that like
emailed us.
I went in there the other day and it was just on the counter.
Still,
and was like, get rid of that soon, please. But yeah, no, it's cool. It's
that's
cool.
Gonna be awkward when we walk into shops and our last edition is still in that.
Well, check it out. Next up is this Blooming song. It better be good.
It's a great song.
Is it off a new album?
Yes, it's a big single. Nina Nesbitt was Stay Out.
She's in the magazine.
What a song.
She's in the magazine.
She is in the magazine. So someone called review of this album
of the year, didn't
I? So far, it's my album of the year.
So if you like it,
I like
check
you.
Out our magazine.
Yeah. Really give me a, give me your Facebook details.
That's
weird. Why did I say that?
It's a short song.
It's a very short song.
This week, does anybody have any gigs?
No.
I have. Should I come to the microphone?
You probably should.
Yeah.
I'm going to London for something.
Something.
Can't tell you what. You know what I'm going to for.
No.
Buzzing, mate. Buzzing.
Was that a.
That was a B pun.
Okay. That was no context.
Gonna have to count that.
Yeah. I've lost count now.
Well, eight.
I'm going to London, so it'd be a nice day. I think. Might go a day early. Go Buckingham Palace or something.
London's fine, isn't it?
Can't you just like look at Buckingham Palace and that's it?
Yeah. But I want to do the check in on my Facebook and be like planning my attack.
You could do that from here.
People will be like, he's actually going to.
That's really funny.
Probably get arrested.
Acceptance.
Yeah, that is illegal.
That is a terrorist threat.
That is, isn't it?
Definitely illegal.
Yeah, I might get in trouble, mightn't I?
That's treason.
Yeah, do that. You're getting the news.
Yeah, that's an easy way.
Easy way in.
Yeah, doing it.
Let's wrap it up, y'all.
Yeah, what are you doing this week then?
You got any gigs? With Holy Tees?
The Hobbit maybe on Saturday.
How are the Holy Tees?
They're a thing still.
How's it going? How was the Joiners show? You headlined it, didn't you?
That was like the uni showcase thing.
I know, but still headliner.
We played Soul Cellar.
Yeah, how was that?
It's alright.
Good. Glad. Sorry I didn't come.
It was alright.
Yeah, sorry I didn't come.
Yeah, no.
It would have been weird.
I asked if I'd come to the Joiners show and they were like, nah.
But it was Ash a long and that, night.
I have Ash new and, money.
It wouldn't be weird, would it? Would it be weird?
Well, the Soul Cellar one.
Yeah.
Just purely because in terms of the audience, like, it was 13-year-old girls.
And then there would just be you four as well.
And it'd just be like, all right, guys.
They'd play in Southampton a lot then, don't they?
It's because where they started, I guess. So that's where
they make some money, yeah.
Mm.
Hometown
gigs. But yeah, maybe on Monday. And then next Wednesday or Thursday or something, Talking Heads.
Cool. Have fun.
It is good fun. Having a good time.
Are you headlining Talking Heads?
Well, it's like, I think we are, but it's not like our gig. It's like a club night thing and we're playing. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I just turn up when I'm told.
Yeah, or have
I still don't
fun.
Have a bass amp. So every gig we played, I have to borrow someone else's.
Neither do I.
Yeah. It's not even my bass guitar either, actually. It's Toby's. So, yeah, I have nothing. But yeah, it should be a fun week. Let's see if we can get this magazine out, do a presentation. We'll be back on Tuesday and we'll all be like really happy and stuff, because all we'll have to think about then is our dissertation.
And our end of year collaborative portfolio project thing. Portfolio.
And freelancing.
And freelancing CVs.
But the only thing
and getting a job.
And getting a job. And so, financial concerns.
And a social life.
And a social life.
Social life.
Probably going to quit uni.